Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Good morning. A change has come over me. But now I see afraid no more. I got a brother who told me somebody's gone before you. Prepare a table for you. You don't have to do it by yourself. No, you don't. God is holding you. Come on. God is holding you. God is enfolding you. So I say, thank you, God. I just say, come on, Lord. Do your work in me. Come on, Lord. Do your work in me.
Welcome. Ooh. You know, I don't talk about my people all the time, but a big shout out to my North Carolinian ancestors who just popped through that song with a little bit of mix on the Celestial Show. Did you hear that she washed me clean? When gospel is flipped to recognize the divine feminine. Oh, you just cutting up. And that's just right up my alley. That was Nikki Harris, the soloist, singing with Agape. You know Agape, Reverend Michael Bernard Beckwith and Ricky Virus Beckwith, the phenomenal Nikki Harris. You can find that song and other great songs at agapelive.com. Oh, I can feel the energy running through me, because I'm going to tell you something. Whether you read tarot, whether you read stones, whether you read tea leaves, or get in a message by opening up a book and putting your finger there with the Bible, it's all the same thing, babies. It's all love. So I'm very, very, very happy to be with you tonight, because we're having a move. So many songs with moons in my head that if I break out with some of it, please forgive me. But yes, you are listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. I see my beautiful people lined up. I am reading cards today. I want to lay a little bit of foundation, and I want you to get used to my energy as well, so that when you step into the studio, you know what you're dealing with. I'm so silly. I am. And I also want to thank all of you on the phone lines. You know, there's so many places that you can be on a Sunday night, but you're here with me, and I'm so very honored. I don't take that lightly. So I want this show to be informative. I want it to be fun, because I'm not doing anything if it's boring. You know, even if I have to have a good time all by myself, a good time will be had. But you're invited. You're invited. And you can call in 347-426-3346. And don't forget to press 1 on your keypad. The number running today is 9. But I did a show on the number 9 called Happily Ever After, The Blessings of Endings. And since I already did that, I wanted to go in on the 18 moon, especially since we had that full moon in Taurus. Yeah, it was great for me. But I'm a Taurus. But I know some other people that it was a little rocky last week. So how are you doing? Did you take care of yourself? Did you nurture yourself? Or did somebody get cussed out? I'm happy to tell you that this was like one of the first full moons that I was absolutely chilled out. And I'm going to tell you why real quick. The reason why is Oprah and Deepak said they wanted to have breakfast with me. True story. Yeah, they did. Okay, they sent it through an email, and it was the energy of attraction meditation for the next 21 days. But that was a personal invitation for me to come and have breakfast with them. And I have been tuning in. It's my 7th day, and I just got to say this out loud somewhere, that there have been situations that have popped up in my life where I could have gone ham, as the kids like to say, or rawr, because I'm a Taurian, but I got a lot of fire in me, too. I'm a Leo rising. That cat's not always purring in the corner, if you know what I mean. yeah, I'm a lion rising, but my sign is Taurus. So there are some times when people are just like, wow, she's got this flash of fire. Where'd that come from? That's my Leo rising. But you know what? I have to say, I didn't have that fire. I had the fire to keep creating and focusing on the things that made me happy versus looking outside of me. So if you're not signed up for the Energy of Attraction, which is amazing, with Oprah and Deepak, they told me to tell you that you can have breakfast too. That's number one. The number two thing that I did before we got a little deeper into the show, I got so tired of hearing myself complain about the lack of good music for me to listen to that I created my own playlist. I call it Goddess Music. All the music on my playlist is stuff that I need to hear, I want to hear, and it's like, ooh, I'm that girl? No, I don't mean that girl. That's always getting in trouble. But I mean that girl, the leading woman in my life, the leading lady. So I've been walking all over my neighborhood to my tunes of Goddess Music. And, you know, if anybody's bold enough and presses one and says, okay, tell me some of the songs on it, you'll be surprised. Because on my playlist, Donovan and Nina Simone and Drake all live together. All right, that's enough. But that's what's been moving in my week, and I just wanted to share that with you. But take care of yourself and find ways to help yourself become alive and wake up. Wow, look at all these people in the chat room. Hey, Miss Pretty, I see you too. I'm glad you love the energy of these shows. Bless your heart. Thank you so much. And to the guests in the chat room, if you want to join the party, you can too. All you got to do is sign on to Blog Talk Radio, and you can communicate with me. Now, my beautiful archive people, I really want to thank you for making the show work for you. But if you want a reading, you got to call me live, and I'm on fire. You want a reading for me tonight. I'm not kidding. Seriously. 347-426-3346. Don't forget to press 1 on your keypad. What else do I need to tell you? I guess we'll get some housekeeping. Life Conversations Radio stuff, what's brewing, because I'm really excited about it. I'm going to drag Life Coach Today in here at some point, but not yet because I know he's busy. But that's my partner in crime, and I really want to thank you for tuning in to the archives because people have gone back to listen to the show where he was a guest on my show last week. The High Priestess and the Magician. Oh, okay, fine. It was called The Magician and the High Priestess. I always would have put the High Priestess first, being one like all of you, Miss Pretty and you beautiful people on the phone lines. I hear him. So thank you for supporting, and make sure you go back and listen to this show and all the other shows in the archives. And he was a great guest. That was a fun show. I got to learn more about him, and I thought I knew everything. I'm just kidding. No magician reveals everything about themselves. I don't care who they are. Okay, so let's get to it. Let me. Hi, Life Coach Today.
What
He's
up,
the head of our network.
Celeste?
Hey, you know what? I do want to ask you something. Life Coach Today, and I am putting you on the spot, and I want your honest answer, which you would give me anyway. Have you noticed a change in me since I've been meditating for 7 days? Because I'm sure you've been praying for it.
I feel like it's Christmas. Lord,
oh,
has there been a change in you?
You
asked. You wanted the honest answer. You are somebody different. That I'll just say that. And I can tell you that it's so grateful. I am so grateful to see you where you are just for you. You know, I always say I love people that when they're in their elements, when they're grounded, when they're in their essence, oh, my God, it's a turn-on. It inspires me. It's like, oh. And, you know, if the whole world decided to commit to falling in love with themselves, oh, my God, everybody will be happy. We'll just be walking around saying, hey, how you doing? Did you feel that? Yes, I did. Hey, have a good day at work. Goodbye. I'm done.
I thank you. I'm not going to be just at all about, you know, he's been praying and I meditate. But you know what? Thank you, though. thank you, because when Deepak and Oprah said they wanted to have breakfast with me, I thought that I was going to have omelet and toast. They're like, no, girl, you need to meditate. And it's been great. It has really been great. You know, and let me just say this for the record, and this is not about my ego that I'm saying this, but I just feel like it's out there because I crack on people who do this. You know how people go to the gym and they're like all sweaty and they take selfies. I'm not taking an energetic selfie about me meditating. It makes me feel good, and I want to share it with you, okay? Because there's nowhere on my wall that I'm meditating. I don't want to jinx myself. So,
not yet.
But this is my home. Not yet. But this is my home. This is my radio home. So, you know, you guys get, like, the fresh bits of what I'm working on while I provide you with your food. So thank you for that, Life Coach Today. I'm just going to run down that you – oh, don't go anywhere.
Okay.
Life Coach Today is the head of Life Conversations Radio Network. He's also screening the calls because we're waiting for an intern to come in. In the meantime, he has the Ask Life Coach Today radio show on Mondays at 12 p.m. Eastern. They close your ears. And women and men, but women, we have spiritual warriors coming in the house besides Life Coach Today. We're talking Stanley Bernard, Carlos Stutner, Joe Kelly, and Don Wolf, Keeper of Stories, and they are presenting the wisdom of elders through the eyes of masculinity. How hot is that? If there's something that you really want to ask that you've been too afraid to ask, that's the show tomorrow you want to check out. Now, I'm going to stop Life Coach Today and see if you have any comments about that. You like that setup?
Yes, I do, and I do have a lot to say about that. So people can tune in right after your show on Monday, 12 p.m. Eastern,
okay,
to hear everything that I have to say about it.
Wonderful.
It's
going to
be good. It's going to be good. Okay. It's going
to
be good. I mean, I love having the shows because I get females particularly saying it's nice to hear spirituality from men's perspective. And these brothers are grounded. They're not afraid to get vulnerable. So, you know, I have questions, but I don't know what we're going to create together. So there's a sort of excitement to seeing what we're going to create. And then four guests and myself, I don't know how we're going to squeeze all that wisdom in. But we're going to work it out. Maybe there's an app for that. We'll find out.
Is there an app for that? No, it's going to be great. It's going to be great. For the other, we have other shows here on Life Conversations Radio. But I'm going to advise you to go to lifeconversationsmedia.com to find out about more about them. But in the meantime, I'm really, really proud to be a producer here. I got a promotion. I didn't say that last week. But I got to get on this moon talk. I got some words for the moon, particularly Rider-Waite. And then we're going to take Tom and then Dee and whoever else is lining up. We are definitely reading cards tonight. I may not be able to give you everything I've got in my back pocket. But, ooh, honey, I got some stuff to make you go, what? I never thought of it like that before. So I'm going to get to it. Life Coach Today, thank you for hanging and saying what's up. Thank you for making my radio dreams come true. Since I was a very little girl listening to Casey Kasem, I always wanted to be on the radio, and I get to do it with you. Thanks.
You're welcome.
I know I'm a nut. I hear you. Like, she is crazy. Mm-hmm. Crazy in love with me and life and all of you. All right, I'm going to get to it. I love talking about tarot. I've been reading tarot cards for 23 years, I calculated it. And when I first started reading tarot cards, I was really, really, really biased toward Mother Peace Tarot. And I still love them. They are my go-to deck. But I have introduced within my spiritual practice some cards that you are going to be introduced to. But as the weeks go on, like the Goddess Tarot, hot. And also, I'm playing a lot with the Everyday Goddess. But those aren't tarot cards. Those are wisdom cards. And it's just a powerful way to look at major arcana cards in a contemplative, prayerful way. So, you know, I got tired of just asking my cards, what am I going to do? I keep goofing up in this situation, and I hold them crying, and I drop cards. Okay, that was in the beginning. But now I understand that there's even more that tarot and all of these different people and their expressions for using it It's just amazing. I mean, if you read one deck of tarot cards, there's within your one deck, there's so much already. You got astrology in your deck. You've got numerology in your deck. The whole world is in your deck. But your deck can't answer every single question. Or no. Let me not say that. It's not that your deck can't answer every single question. Your deck might be missing something. Like, for instance, I've got the Mother Peace Tarot deck. I've got the Goddess Bridget in my deck as number 11 strength. You're like, what do you mean 11 is strength? Don't ask me that right now. Well, let me just tell you this. 8 or 11 can be strength or justice depending on your tarot deck. That's how that works. So when I went to my Goddess Tarot deck, I just knew there would be a Bridget card in it. Wasn't. There was not. And that's when I was like, wow, you know, because I have both of these decks that I deal with, whatever is missing is found in the other deck. So, you know, expand. Don't make your deck like a fundamentalist thing. If something moves your heart, go for it. Let's talk about the moon real quick because I see you, Tom. I would love to tell you what the cards have to say today. You are listening to The Celestial Show. The call-in number is 347-426-3346. Wow, because the energy is high. So now it's time to ground. Wow. Okay. 347-426-3346. And don't forget to press 1 on your keypad. I do feel like I'm flying, and I don't feel alone. And I'm just going to trust what's moving because I'm used to that, just not on the air. Hi, ancestors and guides. You are welcome in this place. Okay, so let me guys tell you about the moon real quick. If I don't say anything else tonight, has anybody noticed when they look at their, if you have the traditional deck of tarot cards, like Rider-Waite or Radiant, Rider-Waite, which I'm falling in love with. I'm falling in love with the Radiant Rider-Waite. I mean, the colors just bust out at you, right? This is what I want you to pay attention to, though. If you have the Radiant Rider-Waite deck, or you know traditional tarot, look at the moon card. And this is the question that I have for the moon face in the card. You mad, bro? Or nah? Really? You mad, bro? What's wrong? Why is the moon card frowning? And you know what? I'm going to tell you my theory about it. My theory is the moon card is frowning because it is a feminine element. The moon represents the moon time for women. It connects with our tides and our menstrual cycles and all that good stuff. And I'm like, did somebody miss the message? And the moon is like, I'm so tired of y'all getting mad at me. I shine a light on your fears, your jealousies, your hidden agendas, and then you get mad at me. And therefore, the frown, the displeasure, because the moon card is the card of intuition. And, you know, dealing with bringing the shadows to light. And we do get mad at that, don't we? But it's the card of intuition, dreams, and the unconscious. And sometimes there are things that are unconscious that we're not aware of, and we act it out, and therefore the displeasure. That's if you go with Rider-Waite. Now, Mother Peace tarot cards, which is goddess-inspired, has a completely different feel. And that's why I like that I read at least 4 different decks of cards, because I can catch the differences in the image. But let's talk about the strength of the moon card, even though I'm pointing out to you that the man in the moon is mad. And he is mad. Look at that picture. I am not interpreting that. I'm like, wow, I never paid attention to that before, because I have grown for 23 years. I've always seen the moon card from the perspective of a woman going into the abyss. There's a labyrinth, and she's finding her way in the mysteries. And while the moon, there's a woman in the moon, and there's almost like a symbol for the triple goddess. And what that is the maiden, the mother, and the crone. And it's all the representation of being a woman and life. Though everybody is running away from being crones and just want to stay maidens. That's my personal opinion. but when we completely take in the energy of the triple goddess, like, you know, affirming the women who are in the maiden phase, affirming the women who are in the mother phase, and letting these crones know that they're rock stars, then I believe that there's some healing that happens. So my face of the moon is smiling, and Rider Waite is frowning. Now, I'm not hating on Rider Waite, though I have been known to do so in the past. I am finding the beauty in it, and also understanding that we do not need to beat up our animal behaviors. We got a dog, and we got a wolf howling at the moon. We need all of it, you know? I mean, and we can't blame ourselves when we don't know what our shadows are. Sometimes you just got to have people around you who love you enough to say, yo, you know you're tripping right now, right? All right, that's a little bit about the moon. We're going to go to our first caller. I'm ready to pull some cards now. Let's go to Tom. Let's see what Tom from Northern Maine wants to know. Hey, Tom, how you doing? Welcome to the Celestial Show.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Very good.
Good. So you just want a general reading, Tom?
Yes, I'd like to know what message the cards have for me tonight.
Okay. I'm going to my Mother Peace tarot cards. I'm shuffling. This will be my third shuffle. I have some friends who read who prefer specific questions, but I like a general question for the first call because I want everybody to tune in because guess what? This reading is for us. It's a three-card draw, Tom. Yes, yes. Tom, do you work in healing?
No.
Okay, let me read this. I got an Ace of Discs, a Six of Cups, and a Sun of Cups. The Ace of Discs, a Mother Peace tarot, or any tarot, is the beginning of the discard, which is plentiful, it's earth, it's gifts, it's blessings coming through for you. Now, it's to the left a little bit, so there has to be some energy around you believing it. And then I've got the Six of Cups, which is literally called the orgasmic card because you have a whole bunch of women riding horses and seahorses into victory. And it's the cups, so that's water, that's emotions. They have their cups raised, but it's already full of snakes, and snakes represent wisdom. So this is a really good time. And then I've got the Sun of Cups, which could be you or could be someone else. But this Son of Cups is said to be the perfect lover because he's the perfect balance of science and art. He's nude, he's playing a flute, and he's sitting in a lotus position. I mean, if you want to say cards have a 4.0, this would be like a 3.9. This is absolutely amazing. And that's why I'm wondering, I'm like, are you a healer? Because there's some powerful energy coming through. Tell me, how does that feel for you, Tom?
It feels good, but I've never done any healing work.
Okay, then let's find out. We got a lot of stuff here around emotions. Have you been dealing a lot of work around relationships lately?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Okay. That's coming through. I pulled the fourth card because it was just so mushy that I'm like, come on, something's got to come through. What's going on over here for him? And then I got the Shaman of Cups, which is the master of emotions. So has that been a positive? Whatever introspective work that you've been doing, Tom, around the area of relationships, you have a really strong vibe that it's going very well. But you need to believe it. There's a part of you, because I got this one card to the left and the rest of the card straight up, upright. So you need to get prepared to receive the gifts and prepare for the manifestation of the work that you've been doing.
Oh, well, that's
good. Does
that
make sense to you? Mm-hmm.
That makes a lot of sense, yeah.
Does that make a lot? Now, tell me, what's all this water, love? What's happening? You about to get married? You got a girlfriend? I mean, what's going on? It's beautiful.
I am married.
No, are you? By these cards, then your wife is a lucky woman, Tom.
Well, you'd have to ask her.
Well, tell her to call in. I'll get the scoop. But no, this is a really positive reading, honey. This is great. You're doing fine. It's a love letter to you.
Wow, that's great.
Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking about something, too. I'm thinking about your spiritual practice, because to have a card that where you're the shaman of cups, what have you been doing around your relationship work?
A lot of prayer.
A lot of prayer.
Yes.
I see it. Oh, wow. Tom, keep it up. That is great work. A lot of prayer. Are you also writing?
No.
No? I would advise you to start keeping a journal. Got good times coming and more gifts to be remembered. I don't want you to lose any of the powerful energy that's coming through. May I ask, what do you do for a living, Tom?
I'm in between jobs right now.
And you told me you're not a healer.
No.
That you know of.
That I know of.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you're in between jobs right now, and you've been doing a lot of prayer, connecting with the divine in a major way, and you're on your way. What I would advise to you as you're in between is to use this time to explore even more what makes you come alive, because you are so positive and strong on the relationship front. You're going to have to figure out how to feed us and get paid for it. I said it.
Okay.
Keep up with me, Tom. Don't call me next week. Let me know what starts unfolding. Very positive reading. Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
But you have to vote. Tom, one more thing, though. I only have one card to the left, which means that you need some energy in it. You need to believe in how powerful you are. Okay?
You're right. I will.
Aww. Good. All right, Tom. Thank you for that. Wow, that was a great reading. I don't
thank
even
you.
Hear readings like that. It's my pleasure. Oh, man. I don't even get readings like that. I pull cards for myself, and they never come out that hot. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back right after these brief messages.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
I'm tired of running from my life.
Hello, family. I'm Celeste Morgan, host of The Celestial Show. And I want to invite each and every one of you to join me on Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern to receive divine messages through tarot, numbers, and my intuition. Break out to the other side with laughter and information you can use to get the life you truly want to live. Remember, that's every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern on LifeConversationsRadio.com. I'll see you there.
Ready to live in the yes? Join me, Rev D, the Reverend Dr. Deborah Johnson, here Tuesday evenings, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific. Call in with your questions and comments as together we explore spiritual qualities and learn practical tools that unleash our spiritual power. We mix in some music, spoken word, readings, prophetic utterances. You want in on this? Living in the yes. 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific, right here on Life Conversations Radio.
Join Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today for Ancestral Blueprints at 12 p.m. Eastern on the last Wednesday of the month. Learn how the unacknowledged truths in your ancestral blueprints may still be influencing your life today, and how to bring awareness to the truths that want to be acknowledged. Join Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today, 12 p.m. Eastern, every last Wednesday of the month on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Welcome back to the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. The call-in number is 347-426-3346 if you want me to fly you to the moon. All right. So, look, I'm going to give you a little bit more moon talk, and then I'm going over to my buddy Steve in California. Can't wait to hear about his dream. I love dreams. Okay, another way that the moon card shows up is in the Goddess Tarot. I'm falling in love with these cards. The keywords are femininity, intuition, and emotion. You'll notice that with the feminine cards, it's less brutal. I was just like, oh, who wrote the original? Stop. Who wrote the original cards? I'm like, that's not my moon. What y'all talking about? Deception, delusions? Well, I guess it's true. I mean, that does show up with the moon stuff, too. Perhaps that's why we all have this winter wolf story. Anyway, I want to talk to you about the goddess Diana, honored as the goddess of wild animals, hunting, and the moon. The changing moon reflects the cycles of nature, and its light influences all growing things, plants, animals, and humans alike, for better and for worse. And Diana reminds us of our connection to these cycles, and like the moon itself, what is empty will in time become full if we are patient. I'm going to give you the exact meaning of this card because I just think it's so pretty. So upright, the goddess Tarot states that the moon means the receptive, nurturing aspects of the divine feminine. Excuse me, intense emotions, vivid or lucid dreams, intuition, an opportunity to work on your relationship with that which truly nurtures you, the support of caring women. Isn't that beautiful? And wouldn't that be great if all of us got to experience that? Hopefully by listening to this show, you'll get a glimpse of that tonight. And that is a little bit about the Goddess Tarot's perspective. Somebody's nighttime thoughts and dreams. Steve is coming into the studio with a dream, and he wants to know the card story behind it. What's up, Steve?
Well, I say it's a dream, but I say that only because it's easier to explain it that way. It's actually, I was meditating, and I heard a voice say, good news.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you know you can tell us that. You don't have to give us. I gotcha. So while you're meditating, you heard a voice say, good news.
Yeah.
Let me drop these cards. Oh, that's amazing.
And you know, and that's something else. When you were talking to the other guy, the other reading, and you said, be ready for, be ready to receive. I felt warmth when you said that. Yeah.
That discard, the Ace of Discards, the Mother Piece, is so beautiful because there's an acorn and a baby, and there's a little leopard at its tail, licking at its tummy. But it, you know, it's playful. It's, you know, that baby is protected and taken care of and being played with, and that's the gift that is coming. I mean, so many blessings because this is Earth, and it's material possessions, and it's also the suit of manifestation. So whenever you see an Ace of Disc, Ace anything, it's a beginning. When it's a disc, get ready to unwrap the gift. Now, you speak tarot, so I know you know what I'm talking to.
So it's at that level.
Yeah.
You said get ready to. Okay. It's not determination.
Get ready.
So much.
Yeah. Well, you know, it depends on where your consciousness is. You know, sometimes I'm noticing that the law of attraction works when we can. How do I say this? I know how to say this. Steve, I have so many gifts that are given to me on a daily basis, and some of them I miss because I don't think that my consciousness could reach out for it. And it was just sitting there for me. And there's so many times in people's lives where they might miss something thinking, oh, that's not for me. And I'm like, no, boo, it is. Go get it. Go get that Tiffany blue box. That's yours. Okay. I'm speaking to the women right now. Steve's like a Tiffany blue box. Go get that, I don't know, Steve. What would you want?
I want it all.
I love it.
Ooh.
I'm getting a message. I'm going to see. Oh, really? I'm getting a message. And I'm about to pull your cards, and I'm going to see. What I love about the people in my life is that we all read. Okay, three times. And also, Steve, I am so happy that I have a listener who follows and keeps up, because I get to grow with you and your stories. Good news, let's find out what it is. Wow. This is what I have for you. You, fortunately, you got a two of discs, you got a ten of wands, and you got a five hierophant. I think it's so funny that you got the good news message, because every time I hear good news, I think gospel and Christ. And the reason why I'm laughing is because the hierophant is the high priest, and it is the bridge between the divine and earth. But the thing is, though, right, my Hierophant card is usually about make sure nobody controls you. For you, it's completely okay. Reversed, which means you're breaking ground. The two of this is to the left, and what that tells me is that, you know, this is the card of multitaskers. For me, it's a woman nursing two babies, and there's a snake that's shedding its skin, okay? But it's to the left. So you're not being overwhelmed with the tasks that are coming for you, which means to me that feels like effortless creation, things working for you. The Ten of Wands is a very exciting card, but there's also a worry about it causing burnout from all the information, the downloads, and the channeling, and the working that you're doing. For you, it's reversed, which is a good thing, which means that the energy that's coming through you is going to be coming through in a very easy, breezy way. You won't be overwhelmed. And then, man, you show up as a Hierophant reverse. So when the Bible scripture says, do not conform to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that's what you're doing. That's good news, because you're not being overwhelmed by the message. You are succumbing, surrendering, and rock and rolling with it. That's good news.
That's good news.
Now, I have a friend here, my buddy Life Coach today, who had a card jump out when we were talking, the Eight of Swords. And I am just, I'm so excited right now. I can't even move. Like, Eight of Swords. Okay, Eight of Swords.
But I don't
eight
like swords.
Swords. You never like swords. You are so funny, but swords
they,
is
they
mental.
Seem negative to me. They seem negative to me.
I do need
I relate, that I equate them with spades in the playing deck, you know?
See, look, you need the air to fly, okay? Every suit is needed. We need the air for swords. We need the fire for wands. We need the
When you look at it that way, that's different.
Well, that's why I'm here. That's why I'm here. So, this you can decide if this is for you or not. I'm going to tell you that it's for you. Now, my Eight of Swords looks very different from his. Mine has a woman who takes a sword. She's, like, blocked in, and she's trying to make herself free, and she keeps breaking the sword. But she won't look up because there are two crows laughing at her, telling her the way out. That's not where you are. You're not boxing yourself in with a mental picture, except for how you see swords. That's the only time you had any restrictive energy at all, this whole call.
Right.
When you're like, swords, don't box yourself in,
okay?
You can fly in my Peter Pan voice. That's what swords is about, and chess, and being able to, you know, maneuver, okay? So the walls, make sure the walls that are around you are not being constructed by you, and if there are any walls where you feel any fear, understand that it's not real.
Okay.
Always, Steve, be willing to approach something directly, but not too linear, and experience the, and you will reduce the experience of anxiety if you understand
okay.
that the walls don't exist. So this is you. You're going to have to respect the swords. Play with the
okay.
sword. Look at the swords deck again. I mean the
okay.
sword suit. All right, my friend. How does that feel? How did that resonate with you?
It's great.
Okay. Oh, my Steve. I'm so glad because I know when I say to you, you'll keep up with me, and you will. And don't forget, swords is also words, air, wordplay. Listen to my voice. Feel the air that's coming through. Don't be
okay.
afraid of those words or the swords because, dude, you got a lot of work to do, and it's coming, but it's going to be effortless.
Do you get a time frame at all?
I'm going to pull another card. The card I got is 12 Hanged One. So that's surrender energy with the full moon and a naked Artemis hanging from a snake.
Okay.
So you got
winter's
two choices.
Here. Yeah.
Exactly. So you can wait in a way that you're serving with your gifts, or you
yes.
can wait in a way of feeling impatient. Either way, the Holy Spirit will be revealed within you. The time frame, though, is delay, a little bit of delay, because you still got some stuff to work through.
Okay.
Okay. Hang one is about surrender. It's not a no.
Okay.
Okay. Wow, that was fun. Steve, thank you so much for calling the Celestial Show.
Thank you.
I'm sure you'll keep me. Oh, you're such a sweetie. I'm giving you a big hug in Cali because it's cold over here, honey. We freezing already.
It's a little bit cold here, too.
What's your
only
little bit of cold,
night.
Steve?
What's your little bit of cold?
It's so irritating when y'all
60s,
tell me the temperature.
60s.
The Boston.
60s.
Boston. 60. A little cold. Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks for that, Steve. Have a good night.
You too. Thank you
Stay
so much.
Stay with us. All right, my pleasure. Wow. You're listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. We're playing with the moon tonight. We just had Steve sharing his good news with us, good things happening and moving. I love playing with tarot and sharing this information with you guys. I mean, it really, I would do this, period, you know? I mean, I'm just so happy in this moment. And thank you, Life Coach, today. I think I'm going to bring you on for a sec, dude. I like that Eight of Swords, how you pulled that out. Yeah, come here.
Hey.
What other cards do you have by you? Whatever card. You have your ass oracle cards by you?
Yes, I do.
Because I got a little bit of time, and I don't want to, you know, I could be a professor. I mean, I've got miles and miles and miles of stuff that I can say. But the most important thing about the moon is really the connection that I first had with you, teaching me about light and dark and receiving all of it and loving my monster when it shows up. I didn't know how to do that before you. So would you bless us with an Ask Oracle card, and I'll pull one card too, and let's just see what happens as we roll out with Karen Drucker later for Gifts of the Goddess.
Well,
you like that?
It's interesting. Yes, I heard how you tied it on. Well, I didn't until you asked me if I heard it, because I was pulling the card when you said that. But the card that I pulled is something that you've actually been displaying. It's leadership.
Mm.
This idea of charisma, doing what you're here to do, stepping out there in the world and showing up as who you are. And you've pretty much done that on the show. You're just like, I wish you would come next to me. I wish you would. I got information for you. You're just like, I'm unleashed. I'm here in T.G. Jakes. Woman, thou art loose.
I'm loose.
You are just free. Mm-hmm.
It's
yep.
a tarot selfie.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully.
And just a little bit.
Feed our spirit.
Okay.
Of course.
Speaking of feeding your spirit, the Holy Spirit is encouraging you to consciously and fully embrace the leadership role you're carving out for yourself. Through your focus, dedication, stability, and discipline, you are emerging from the background and becoming recognized for both your competence and wisdom. There's more, but I'll stop there for a minute. Not that I know this about you, I'm just saying. Others are naturally attracted to you, to your charismatic vibration, and will follow your lead as they rightfully sense that you can be trusted. Boy, this is Celeste on this page. The Holy Spirit is your guided force as you motivate and inspire others. Indeed, the very word inspire comes from the word spirit and means to invite or to inhale. The Holy Spirit, inhale the Holy Spirit into your life and move you towards your creative and spiritual best. The Holy Spirit affirms that your assignment for now is to shine your bright light on the world and make no apologies for your enthusiasm or confidence as you lead others to higher ground. Has she been enthusiastic tonight? You better believe it. It was cold in D.C., but not anymore. When she came on the show, temperature started rising. Okay, that's not in the book, but that's what I added to it. Be mindful, however, not to overdrive yourself and become disconnected from your source, or you risk getting burned out. Enthusiasm is like fire and must be contained, or it can consume you. The Holy Spirit's message, lead with confidence. Now, here's a trick that you played on yourself, Celeste. You said, pull a card. You said, pull a card for me. Pull a card for us. See, the card is for you. And you also, and I will also say that you're representing all of us that are listening live and on the archive. Yeah. Because we are interconnected. And anybody that's listening to this is being invited to step up, to step into that, to really go beyond and the things that we've kind of like, oh, I don't know, I really want to do it, but what if it doesn't work? This is the time to step out and do it. And you, as you said at the beginning of the show, you know, you've been doing a lot of different things. You've stepped up your spiritual practice, and your show today, I'm just like, poof. There's no way, you know, the scripture to say, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. You know, it's a powerful statement, but it's such a, it's a declaration, because when you are of higher vibration, anything like a weapon that's of a lower vibration can't touch you, because they're not aligned. So you were just like all guns blazing. So yeah, that's the message that you
put. That is.
That you got for us.
I receive it. I go back. I re-listen. And I look forward to re-listening again. And for my buddy Steve, I'm pulling you in because of our swords conversation. The card that came up for me was the Six of Swords. I love this card. It has a group of women flying hot.
Get this.
Hmm?
While you read that, the number for that card... Leadership. What do you think the number is?
15.
51. You were close. 51. Six. When you add it up the way you do it.
51. Wow.
She's on.
Oh.
She's off.
Okay. See, y'all don't understand. Let's do, because I'm a numerologist too, but I play with tarot. I don't like always reducing my numbers, but I'll reduce this one. 51 equals 6. 6 is lovers in tarot. Lovers is connected to Gemini. And the 6 of Swords is about expansion. 6 is also ruled by the love goddess Venus, and also an African goddess by the name of Oshun, who I am claiming in my psyche every day. And basically what this card is the promise to be able to see everything in an all-encompassing view. You're so high up that you're not falling down the lower vibrations, and it's natural. The roses that these women are holding are connected to love and passionate, and what makes you come alive? What is the moon shining on you? If you don't like the reflection, don't get mad at the moon. Find out what reflection will make you feel like you. That's what I'm learning. Because, honey, I got some monsters. Maybe next Halloween I'll do a monster show. Yes, I said it. Next Halloween, a celestial show, we're going to do a monster show. I'm going to show you my monsters. It will be any horror movie you got, okay? And we're going to heal it, and we're going to love it, and we're going to dance and invite them to play. So it's looking at things from an all-encompassing view. Very powerful card, because it also reminds me of Day's wording of go up in your spiritual helicopter. Become the observer when you start this trip about what's happening on the ground. Okay? Wow. They think, oh, wow. That I'm touched. I'm moved. And I love when we do things spontaneously, because there is nothing as sexy as synchronicity in my book. I mean, when the cards line up and the numbers line up, that's just a big old kiss from the goddess. And I receive it. So I hope that all of you enjoyed our moon dance. I can't believe I didn't sing it, really. Really, I didn't? Maybe next week I'll sing for you. But in the meantime, underneath me, I know, I sing sometimes. In the meantime, we're going to release this show with Gifts of the Goddess, because the moon is about goddess business. And we are ready to receive love, peace, and joy. Make sure you join us tomorrow on the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. I hang out there, too. Yeah, I do. I do the celestial moment of the day. But he'll have the men's panel, the Spiritual Warriors, at 12 o'clock for Wisdom of the Elders through the Eyes of Masculinity. I love you, family. Make sure you love yourself. Good night.
These are the gifts of the goddess, love, joy, and peace. Gifts of the goddess, are you ready to receive all the gifts of the goddess, love, joy, and peace? Gifts of the goddess, are you ready to receive love? Are you ready? Joy, are you ready? Goddess, love, joy, and peace, gifts of the
Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.